2012 saw the highest number of ordinations to the Catholic priesthood in nearly a decade. 31 men in total were ordained for the Diocese of England and Wales. This year, the number of new priests looks set to rise yet again. Archbishop Peter Smith, Vice President of the Bishops' Conference, finds ordinations inspiring.
One of the great joys for a bishop is to ordain new priests. One, we need them. But it's great to see these young men who've spent many years in training coming forward to give their lives for the Lord as priests serving the people in the diocese.
One of our newly ordained priests is Frankie Mulgrew. A former comedian, Frankie's been ordained for the Diocese of Salford. To say his ordination day was one to be remembered is something of an understatement.
I've had a lot of feedback from a lot of people who aren't regular churchgoers, lapsed Catholics, people from all walks of life, you know, sort of from family life, from my previous career in show business, friends from out and about. Some of them have just been really inspiring to say that, you know, they've come up and said, you know, that they're really moved by the ordination and enjoyed it. And I was kind of like, whoa, really? That's So it's quite inspirational, really, you know, as well, because you're not sure how it's going to be interpreted. And I guess, you know, in the back of my mind as well, I guess when me and my parents are sending our invites off, we were a little bit conscious of that, you know, wouldn't it be great as well to, you know, invite friends, but also use it as an aid of evangelisation, you know.
Not all priests go straight from school or college to seminary. Many have already had an alternative career. At times, Frankie leans on his experiences in the entertainment industry.
I think you're just trying to use your skills if you can. I mean, I guess I'm inspired by people like John Bosco. You know, it was actually a very good friend of mine, actually, the former gangster, now renowned evangelist, John Prigmore, who encouraged me to juggle about a year ago, actually. A talk I was giving for youth, and he said, well, you should start it off by juggling. John Bosco juggled. You can juggle. Why don't you juggle? And I was a bit like, to be honest, I had to be sold on it. I was like, nah, I don't think. He went, come on, they'll love it. Just juggle. And I'm like, well, really? Well, let me try it. And I guess there's certain gifts that hopefully that are transferable and that you can use.
Recently, Frankie gave a talk about his life and vocation at the Bright Lights Youth Festival in Kent. His candid testimony clearly made a lasting impression, certainly on the vocations director for the Leeds Diocese, Monsignor Paul Grogan.
It was very fresh. He had a great relationship with the audience. He knows how to connect with a crowd of young people. But personally, I found it helpful because he drew out for me the importance both of prayer and of kind acts in the Christian life. And I left the presentation feeling deeply encouraged by that.
And Archbishop Peter Smith agrees.
For a young, newly ordained young priest, he's got a great sense of humour. I gather he was a comedian at some stage. He used that to great advantage. And was very open about his own life and the difficulties he's faced, but he got the message across, and I was delighted to hear it, that, you know, youngsters, well, all of us need to have prayer at the heart of our Christian lives, because if we don't know the Lord personally, because that's at the very heart of what it means to be a disciple, it's not just knowing all the doctrines of the church, but it's how we relate to the one who gave his life that we might have life and have it to the full.
So, with hopefully a long vocation ahead as a Catholic priest, where does Frankie look for inspiration?
I think, to be honest, in a general context, like, I was really inspired about a sign that I heard that John Bosco had above his bed. So obviously he saw it every night before he went to sleep, and no doubt would have seen it when he woke up. But it was a sign that was inspired by St. Francis of Assisi, and it literally said, Lord, take everything, just let me save souls. I guess that's what I've signed up for, really. You know, if maybe one or two along the way, if there's a few people I can help along the way, you know, especially because of my former background, being a sufferer of depression and just the power of prayer, seeing that work so amazingly in my life. If I can help others and shine a spotlight in their life to help bring hope and reconciliation, then that would just be a great blessing.